Hey there, and welcome to Leading Presales, the show for solution engineering leaders who want to build teams that drive revenue, and not just demos. My name is Tim, and I'm the co-founder of SE Rockstars, and together with Jan, we've coached over 350 solution engineers and their leaders across several dozens of companies. Every conversation you hear on this show is based on real coaching situations, real challenges, real problems that SE leaders like you are dealing with right now. None of this is made up. We use AI to bring these stories to life through our two hosts, Nate and Ava, but the insights come straight from the trenches. Each episode gives you one actionable takeaway you can apply immediately, whether you're already leading a team or working your way into that role. All right, let's get into it.
I sent my whole team to a leadership course last quarter. 12 SEs, 6 finished it.
Half the team just dropped?
Half. I was furious. Spent 2 days drafting a strongly worded email to the vendor. Then one of my SEs pulled me aside.
What did she say?
Ava, you never mentioned it again after kickoff. Not once in our one-on-ones, not in any team call. How were we supposed to know you cared?
Ouch.
Yeah, I was so ready to blame the platform. She handed me a mirror.
What was the course?
Coaching conversations for SEs. 4 modules, 6 hours. Actually, good content. The vendor wasn't the problem.
Of course not.
Welcome to Leading Presales. I'm Ava.
And I'm Nate. One idea, 5 minutes. Today, why your team stopped showing up to the training you bought.
Here's what I didn't want to admit. The completion rate wasn't the vendor's problem. It was mine.
Go on.
I enrolled them and paid for it. Said, this is important at kickoff. And then I moved on. New quarter, new fires. Didn't mention it in a single one-on-one after that. My calendar said it didn't matter, and they read the calendar.
Look, I see this across 200 SEs, same exact pattern. The teams whose managers keep training alive in their weekly rhythm, 80% completion. The teams whose managers sent the enrollment email and moved on, 30%.
Same content?
Identical. Same course, same cohort, same hours of video. The only variable is whether the manager acts like it matters.
So it's not a content problem, it's an attention problem.
Right. The training is not what your team takes away. You are. You decide what counts.
That reframe is uncomfortable, because it means I can't outsource development.
You can't. You never could. A course is a tool. The manager is the program.
Okay, give me a concrete picture. What does your best manager do that the worst one doesn't?
My best one? She picks the weekly concept on Monday morning, 5 minutes, Slack message to the team. This week, I want us all watching for this pattern. Then in every one-on-one that week, it comes up. Where did you see it? By Friday, the concept is in the team's working language.
5 minutes a week.
5 minutes a week, 80% completion, and the concepts actually stick.
But let me push back. I've got 12 SEs, active deals, escalations, hiring. If I have to personally reinforce every training module every week, when do I run the team?
Fair. You're not doing all of it. You're doing one thing. Pick one concept from whatever training is active. Name it. Ask one SE in one one-on-one how they're applying it. That's the whole intervention.
One thing per week.
One thing. And the effect is completely disproportionate, because your SEs aren't attending a course. They're paying attention to what you pay attention to.
What happens when the manager doesn't actually believe in the training?
Then don't send the team. I mean it. If you don't believe it, you'll signal that no matter what you say at kickoff. The team reads it in 20 seconds. You've wasted their time and your budget.
That's a hard line.
It's an honest one. I've told my managers, if you wouldn't reference this in your next one-on-one, don't enroll your team.
I love that, because it also forces the manager to interview the content before committing.
You're endorsing it or you're not. There's no neutral.
Okay, so what am I doing differently now with the 6 who didn't finish?
Same principle. Pick the one concept from the course that maps to a current deal. Bring it into the deal review. Ask the SE how they'd apply it. Watch the course become suddenly relevant.
And for the 6 who did finish?
Those are your multipliers. Ask them to share one thing in the next team call. Not a certificate moment, a working moment. Peer signal beats manager signal.
Which means I'm not just reinforcing the training. I'm building a team that reinforces itself.
Right. You shift from being the only voice to being the first voice.
What if they finish the training and nothing changes in their work?
Then you didn't do your job after the training. The course creates the language. You create the reps. Without the reps, the language fades in 6 weeks.
So the course is step 1 of 10, not 10 of 10.
Step 1 of 10. Most leaders treat it like step 10. I was that leader for years. I'd approve the budget, feel good about investing in my team, wonder why nothing changed.
Okay, the move.
Pick one idea from whatever training your team is in right now. Name it in your next one-on-one, not as homework, as signal. Reference it the next time your team is together. Your calendar is the training program.
And the hard part, if you can't do that, the training isn't broken. You just don't actually care about it, which means nobody on your team will either.
I'm Nate.
And I'm Ava. See you next episode.
Thanks for listening to Leading Presales. If you've got a question, a topic you'd like us to cover, or you just want to connect, reach out to me at tim@serockstars.com. And if what you heard today hit home and you want to talk about how to develop your SE team, feel free to book a discovery call at serockstars.com. No strings attached. The link is, of course, also in the show notes. Until next time, and keep leading from the front.